My name is Christopher Peter and welcome to the Christopher Peter Review. My perspective this week is my Philadelphia Eagles. I released my Super Bowl picks on the podcast, so make sure to check out that special episode to see my picks on who will win each conference, the Super Bowl, and why. Also, I discuss other storylines in the football world and discuss the new college football environment. As you know from my content, I am a big Philadelphia sports fan, big fan of the Philadelphia Phillies, who are leading the National League East, the Philadelphia 76ers, who are poised to contend at the highest levels this NBA season, the Philadelphia Flyers, who are in the midst of a rebuild, and the team that is about to kick off their next season, the Philadelphia Eagles. I am not going to ruin the ending for my podcast episode covering the Super Bowl picks, but I wanted to look at the Eagles' schedule and see what record I believe they will finish with. Setting aside my fandom and looking at the storylines around each team, let us do the first four games in this edition. That will take us to the bye week. Then we will do the next four games looking at how they are playing and how their opponents played their first quarter as well. I think that is fair. Let us start with week one. The Green Bay Packers, a team that started off the Jordan Love era fairly rocky but finished strong last year. Unlike my Eagles who got worse as the year went on, the Packers got better, so much so that they easily won their wild card round game against the Dallas Cowboys in dominant fashion, so much that they almost sent the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers home, except for a bad finish. So this game in Brazil is not an easy game by any means. My pick is the Eagles will play a close game. I think both teams have good rosters, but I am worried that the Packers will do the same to the Eagles to some degree that they were able to do to the Cowboys, but I do not think that the Eagles are holding on to the anchor of the 2022 Super Bowl loss that held them back last year, along with inexperienced coordinators. So, I will be bold and pick my Eagles to win 23-21. Round 2, the next opponent that the Eagles play is the Atlanta Falcons in their first true home game. Since the Brazil game is technically a home game for the Eagles, the Falcons come into this season with a new head coach in Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator on the Rams championship team. They have two new quarterbacks in Kirk Cousins, and a first-round draft pick in Michael Penix. The Falcons also traded for Matthew Judon from the New England Patriots, so they should be better in theory than the team that kept going 7-10. But the Falcons, I think, will need time to gel as a team, and are beatable early for many teams. So I think in the hostile environment that is our link, the Eagles should win 28-17. Round 3, the Eagles will go on the road for the first traditional road game when they head to New Orleans to battle the Saints. The Saints brought in Chase Young and highly promising but injury-derailed talent to help their defensive line. The offense will still be led by Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara, but I am not really sure that the Saints are truly a threat to anyone this season, and seems like their fans are feeling the same way. So I think the Eagles will prevail against the Saints 38-13. Round 4, and the final game before their bye, should be a game that the Eagles are focused on. They will be facing the Tampa Bay Bucks, who eliminated them in the playoffs last season. I hope that the Eagles can travel to Tampa and play their best game to this point to fully exorcise the demons of last year. A win in this game does not change the past, but it is a symbol that winning against what amounts to the same team in Tampa as last year, minus the offensive coordinator, that this team corrected course. I think they will prevail by a score of 24-13. So I am thinking that the Eagles can finish the first quarter of the season perfect, or at the very least 3-1. The only game that should be a possible loss is the Packers game. The Packers are a good to great team. Enjoy these games and all the NFL action. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please further the Christopher Peter Review on social media and continue to visit www.crcreview.com for new episodes. Thank you once again. Until next time.